On today's show, GM manages to keep Harry Wilson off its board, but at a big price. Carlos Ghosn outlines Nissan's plans for autonomous cars, and Jeep comes out with cruise control for off-road driving. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 9th of 2015. General Motors announced this morning that Mr. Harry Wilson is dropping his bid to get on the GM board. But there was some considerable horse trading to get him to drop his bid. Mr. Wilson wanted GM to buy back $8 billion in stock to try and drive up the price. Instead, GM will buy back $5 billion worth by the end of 2016. GM also promised to give all available free cash flow to shareholders as long as it maintains an investment grade rating. GM also promised to achieve a 20% return on invested capital. Well, here's my Autoline insight. Mr. Wilson and his Wall Street backers just undermined GM's negotiating hand with the UAW. The union will now argue that if GM can hand over $5 billion to shareholders with the promise of a lot more to come, then surely it can pay the workers who make its cars a lot more money. At a time when there's so much debate about income inequality, the UAW is going to use this as Exhibit A during its contract negotiations later this summer. At last week's Geneva show, I was walking past the Opel stand when something weird caught my eye. Check out the rear quarter window on this Opel Corsa. It's got the strangest shape I've ever seen on a car. But guess what? That's not the shape of the window. They just added a small piece of plastic at the back of the window to create this odd graphic. Automakers are trying all kinds of styling tricks to make their car stand out from the rest, and I couldn't resist pointing this one out. By the way, you can check out all my tweets from that show on the Autoline website. Just look for that Geneva show graphic on our homepage. Still to come, Jeep comes out with cruise control for driving the Rubicon Trail. Carlos Ghosn lays out Nissan's plans for autonomous cars. And Hyundai lets you control parts of your car with your watch.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Jeep just came out with something that we were not expecting. Mounted in the Cherokee Trailhawk's off-road selection center, what they call Select Terrain, are all the normal hill descent control and rear axle lock buttons. But you might notice an unfamiliar one in the bottom right corner. It's called Select Speed, or maybe a better name would be off-road cruise control. Once in low range, select speed can be engaged and vehicle speed can be adjusted by 0.6 miles an hour by ratcheting up or down the shifter in manual mode. Gear and speed information are displayed in the instrument cluster. So when off-road, you don't need to touch the gas or brake pedal, just set the speed that you want. The system allows the brake controller to take over the engine, transmission, and four-wheel drive system and actively control the vehicle. When going uphill, it will maintain speed, use engine torque to do the same as you crest the hill, and engage hill descent on the way down to minimize wheel slip. The idea is to let the driver focus on driving through the terrain. The only thing that takes getting used to is which gear or speed you need to be going when in different situations or on different terrain. But it does let you concentrate better on just doing the driving. Speaking of automated driving, Renault-Nissan CEO Carlos Ghosn just laid out the path those companies are going to follow to introduce autonomous technology. Next year, we'll see vehicles equipped with traffic jam assist. In 2018, their cars will have the ability to drive themselves on the highway, including changing lanes. And the third wave will feature technology that allows more complex city driving. Higher-end Renault and Nissan vehicles will be the first to have these abilities. If you watched our coverage of this year's Consumer Electronics Show, you may have caught our interview with Hyundai's Michael Dietz. He touted the automaker's smartwatch app, which allows BlueLink-equipped cars to be remote-started, locked, and unlocked right from your wrist. At the time we did that interview, the app was not ready, but now it's available to download from Google Play for Android users. It'll also be available for iPhones shortly after the Apple Watch is released. Coming up next, the Jeep Renegade and Fiat 500X share the same platform, but other than that, they don't have a lot in common.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
FCA's new small crossovers, the Jeep Renegade and the Fiat 500X, both share the same platform. But according to the chief engineer of the Renegade, Art Anderson, that's about all they have in common. He joined us on last week's Autoline After Hours and talked about the differences behind the wheels of those two CUVs.
The ride and handling is a bit sportier tuning, a little sharper with the inputs. You know, we've kind of rounded and muted some of it, more what you would expect in a Jeep product. 500X is a little more on the sporty side. Tire selections are different. The handling character is a little different. It's a little more on the front, a little more directionally pointed. But it's on purpose. We set it up with that in mind from the start. Mm-hmm. And you guys will have a chance to tell us how we did with the separation on that. But it's pretty extensive, especially with a little bit of the geometry tweaks we've done that give you a different feel in the car.
But you're not going to be able to do Trailhawk-like things with the 500X.
Nor do we want to.
Okay.
Nor do we want to. That is not the mission of the brand or their definition. They don't want to go there. What they do want is for sure is for people in northern climates to be able to have an all-wheel drive offering in the Fiat brand and be able to expand that, the opportunities you can imagine. Mm-hmm. So right now the sales are very much in the warm climate areas, so this will give them a much broader scope.
There's some great info about the new Jeep Renegade in that show, and you can watch it on our website right now at autoline.tv or check out our YouTube channel. But anyway, that wraps up today's report, and I want to thank you for watching.